love that voice. Christine McVie, rest in peace, closing the show off with some of her great music and some of your great requests for Christine McVie. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. You can catch a replay this Sunday at 11. And for those of you who missed any part of tonight's show, well, you can hear it all over again in half an hour coming at you out of the West Coast at 1033WWRO.com. Right now we're listening to some classic Christine McVie and Fleetwood Mac from the Tusk album, and we're going to close out with one of her biggest hits, Say You Love Me, but an alternate version that was released for Record Store Day. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, thanking you so much for joining me. I want to remind you, take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Stay tuned. We've got DJ Addy with his brand new show From the Basement coming at you. It's his Virgin Flight tonight, so turn up your radio and give him a phone call here at the station. Good night, Pittsburgh.
You're listening to The Elias Show on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You can listen online at WRCT.org, and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728.
Tried real hard. Jimmy quit. Jody got married. I should've known.
Ryan, that's you, man.
All right. Welcome to the Elijah Show.
Oh, my goodness.
Elijah Jimenez is back in Pittsburgh bringing top-tier interviews, lots of awesome music, and his completely unfiltered thoughts to radio. With a new name, the Elijah Show is what cool people listen to Sundays at 12 p.m. on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and online at WRCT.org.
Ryan, that was phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got, I mean, I already said your name, but I've got famous flat earther here with me in the studio, Ryan Flammer.
Yeah.
You're actually a flat earther?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, no.
It only, you know, because I saw Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
And do you remember that scene?
No,
where...
I've never seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
You actually haven't?
No, I haven't.
It's crazy. They're pretty good. I mean, the first one is really good, at least.
The first? Okay. How many are there?
The third one is, like, one of the most expensive movies ever made.
Wow.
Yeah.
Expensive. I mean, I'm a business major, so I don't know how I feel about that. All right, let's just get back into music and stop talking about Pirates of the Caribbean. All right.
Drop top with the top down, saw you switching lanes, girl. Pull up to the red light, looking right, come in, let me get your name, girl. Tell me where you're from, what you do, what you like, let me pick your brain, girl. And tell me how they got that pretty little face on that pretty little frame, girl. But let me show you around, let me take you out, bet you we can have some fun, girl. Cause we can do it fast, fast, slow, whichever way you wanna run, girl. Let me buy you drinks, better yet rings. Do it how you want it done, girl. And who would have thought that you could be the one, girl? can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love. Come on and let me show you around. Let me take it out. Bet you we can have some fun, girl. Cause we can dress it up, we can dress it down. Any way you want it done, girl. Or we can stay home, talking on the phone, rapping till we see the sun, girl. Do what I gotta do, just gotta show you that I'm the one, girl. Well, I'ma freak you right each and every night. I know how to do it insane, girl. Cause I can make it hot, make it stop, make you wanna say my name, girl. Come on, baby, please, cause I'm on my knees, can't get you off my brain, girl. But who would've thought that you could be the one? Cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You'll see, this just can't be summer love. Cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love. Just can't be summer love. You'll see, this just can't be summer love.
Summer's over for both of us.
Summer's over,
but that doesn't mean we should give up on love.
Don't give up.
You're the one that I've been thinking of.
You're
and I knew the day I met you, you'd be the one.
Oh. I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love. Cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love. Just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love.
Hey, hey. ain't tryna handle nobody's babies, baby.
That was fun. Yeah. That was a horrible joke, Ryan. You should not encourage that.
No, I thought it was really funny.
Thank you. So every week we have a theme, a different theme of song on the show. And this week's theme, if you haven't figured it, Ryan, have you figured it out?
No, I have stupid brain, so I haven't figured it out.
Okay, well, the theme this week is songs about summer. And that's because this is not just the debut episode of The Elisha, which, Ryan, you're my debut guest.
What's up?
How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel being the debut guest on the Elisha?
I feel spectacular, honestly.
Yeah, well,
I feel like 101 bucks.
Well, you should, because this is the only episode that'll be in the summer, because the summer's ending this week. That's very, very sad.
Oh, my goodness.
So, all right. Well, after one more song, well, that was Summertime by Flo, before you heard Summer Love by Justin Timberlake. And you can follow along with the playlist on WRCT.org. But after one more song, I'm going to have a chat with my good pal, Ryan Flammer, over here. Stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to another summer night.
Tell me why.
That was Summer Nights from Greece, from the original motion picture soundtrack. I sound like a total nerd when I say the original motion picture soundtrack.
Like, wait, like from the country?
From the country? What?
Or like, from the...
Oh, no. Oh, well, you actually went to Greece. This is interesting. You went to Greece.
I did, yeah.
Not that Greece. It's like Greece, like G-R-E.
I know.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, you said you didn't know the song, Ryan. You did
no,
say
I
that.
I recognized it after a little bit. I was like, oh,
after
no,
a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what? I'm just going to do a quick PSA. Do you ride a bicycle?
No.
Do you want safer streets? Respect for motorists and bicycle infrastructure improvements.
Yes, of course I do.
Well, Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure. You can also call us at 412-268-9728 to talk to Ryan and I about these issues, although we probably won't be as helpful. All right, Ryan. So you are an expert. We're doing a show about summer, and you're an expert on on summer heat because you're from Texas.
Yes, I am. Yes.
We're gonna get back to that, but I want to start off with figuring out what you study, because I never know, man. I really never know.
Yeah.
What do you study?
So what do I study? Okay, so I don't really know either, if I'm being honest.
Okay, so you're last I remember, you were trying to get into the IS program.
Yes, I was.
Here at CMU.
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Yes, I would still like to do that because it seems really cool, and I don't know. I like programming, but not like hardcore like computer science, like theory stuff, you know.
So that's where, would you say that's where your interest in like the IS program came from, is like simply your interest in programming? Because you did say like if you were just programmer, you'd be like maybe something else, like CS or...
No, I mean, like computer science at Carnegie Mellon is like very, it's like literally like computer science, like you're studying to like do research or something. Mm-hmm. like you are like really well prepared to like do stuff like that. Information systems seems, at least to me, like a little more like kind of like straight up just like you're learning more to like just be like a really good programmer, like I don't know, like you're just like making apps or you're making like websites and stuff like that, and you're kind of practically applying like computer science into like companies or organizations and stuff.
And you're still on track to like do that program?
I'm just trying to, yeah. Mm.
I
just have to get like my grades up. If I get like good grades this semester, then I should probably be able to get in, I think.
Okay, so wait, that leads me to like a really good question, which is, do you think, and this is like going to be a hot take here, but do you think that, like, be honest, how difficult are computer science classes at CMU?
I think they're I've only taken one, so I'm like by no means like an expert like on that at all, but
you're not supposed to tell them that, Ryan.
Okay, I am an expert. Okay, so I don't know, I took 15 112, and that was very challenging,
right?
But I don't know if it's like the hardest like classes like here. I don't know, like I feel like concepts of mathematics like is definitely harder. I feel like there's probably like lots of other classes but that would be definitely harder.
Right.
And there's like plenty of programs that are like also like extremely hard, like architecture, that are like not related to that at all.
I just like think that I don't know. I feel like a lot of people talk about always how hard it is, and it feels like sometimes it's exaggerated to an extent. Would you agree with that, or?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I'm not sure. Like it really is like that. It might actually just be like that crazy. I don't know. Like, right. You know, our roommate
right.
last semester.
So that's how I want to mention, that's how I know you, because I don't think I said that's how I know you, because we lived together last year, sweet mates. Oh, my God, that was horrible. No, I'm just kidding.
I actually hate this guy, by the way.
But did living with computer science majors, like, make those classes more difficult, like, for you? I guess maybe from more of, like, an emotional standpoint, because, like, I don't know, they're computer science majors and they're kind of like doing it, getting it And I don't know, you said you have, you did you take a class in high school on computer science?
Well, I took, I took AP Computer Science Principles, and that class was just kind of like a joke. Like, okay. the teacher was a coach, and he would just like, he just did like online shopping.
I think you're
like,
throwing some shade at Carroll High School, my guy.
Yeah, a lot of people do that actually in Texas. But, and then sophomore year, I took AP Computer Science A. And that was like, that was in Java, I think. And I like remembered nothing from it. I think I got like a 3 on that AP exam.
Okay.
So I like passed it technically.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
But I didn't do like great.
Oh, so, pass.
Not bad.
Not bad, sir. Okay, so you're passionate about history. I'm gonna tell the world that right now. Yeah. Where did that come from?
I think you were literally born like having like inherent interest in something. Like,
really?
Like, I don't know. Like, do you think like you had like a development thing like during your life that made you love like music and stuff? Or like, or do you think like no matter what, you just always would have loved it? Like, what do you think about that?
I'm asking the questions here, but okay. No. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. It feels weird to say like a baby just like is born and then. They just like things. I don't know. Like, hey, I like history, you know? It's like, cool.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask is because like, there's nothing like in like high school or just like life that would have inherently just like, that like would have influenced me to like love history for some reason. Wow. It's not like a very like lucrative field, and it's not really like that focused on like that much in school. So I don't know.
What do you mean by lucrative field?
Well, like, on like, it's just like it's a field with like not very many jobs.
Hang on, I gotta like Google lucrative. Hang on, lucrative. Googling the word lucrative. All right, let's figure this out.
Lucrative means?
No, I don't. Producing a great deal of profits. It's not profitable.
It is not a very profitable.
When you say profitable, I know exactly what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that why you're not pursuing it like career wise or?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like. That makes it sound like a little shallow, but like it is actually incredibly difficult. I've researched this. It is incredibly difficult to find a job like as like a history major with a history degree. And like most of the time you will not end up in a career that like actually even relates to history at all. It's just like, there's just like not like the jobs aren't there.
Inspiring words from Ryan Flammer.
Yeah, I know. Right? I'm like depressing everybody about their like passions. Right
well,
now.
Okay. So, are you the only one in your are you the only one in your family passionate about history? Like, what about your let's say mother, your father?
Yeah. I mean, my dad likes talking about like, I don't know, like politics and stuff, mm-hmm. but not so much history. But yeah, I'm like the only one that likes history.
Your sister?
Nope.
No. Okay. How about your friend group?
My friend group. I know one guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you that nerd, like the nerdy kid in your friend group who's like talking about history all the time? Or is that like something you keep more to yourself?
I can be sometimes. It depends if they'll like entertain me, like, and let me talk about it, like, because I can talk about it like forever, basically.
Do they let you talk about it?
Sometimes. I mean, well, like that makes it sound kind of weird. I don't know. Like, I bring it up a lot, honestly. I think it's interesting.
So you think you're just inherently, like, passionate about something? It doesn't come from anywhere?
I don't know. I mean, that's a very kind of deep, like, psychological question, isn't it? Like, I really don't know. But I think it's definitely possible that, like, I could just be wired to really like it. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shift topics here because you went to... I said it already. You went to Carroll High School, Carroll Senior in Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing about it?
Because I'm like curious where this is going. I'm, like,
okay.
Really interested.
Well, okay. According to Wikipedia, right?
Yeah.
Carroll High School, Senior High School, has 1,390 students in 11th and 12th grade.
Yeah.
Which for me is like crazy because I went to a high school where there were 47 in my graduating class. 47. I don't know. That's what I remember putting on my college application. I hope that's accurate.
Yeah.
But they're probably like 200. They're probably like 200 in the whole school max.
Yeah.
So 1,000 is like huge for me. And that's just in two grades. So how did going to a big school impact your high school experience?
That's interesting. I mean, it was almost like it was almost like two separate schools. Like, I don't know, like there's like the AP kind of courses and like everybody who took those, and then like the like non like the normal kind of courses and everybody took those, and like it was like almost like two separate schools kind of. So like I like exclusively hung out like with people that like were in my same classes and stuff. So
well, it's interesting you say it's divided into two schools, because I actually like wrote down it's divided into two schools.
Well, technically it is, because there's a high school and then like a senior high school, just because there's so many people. But like even like just in the senior high school, it's like, you know, there's people like I would like have never seen before, right? Just like I just see random people like every day I'd never see before, like I just don't have the same classes as them. And then there's people I see like every day that those are my friends.
I think I personally like starting to understand like what it is to be at a big school, you know, coming here, because it was like really shocking, you know, coming from such a small school. You know, for me it was a jump going from 15 in my class in middle school to 47, I think it was.
I can't believe you had 15 people in your class in middle school. That is crazy.
But obviously you did something well. So like, was it easy to get involved and do things in high school?
I mean, I did cross country. I was okay at it. I wasn't like great. I enjoy running, but I don't enjoy like getting up really early to run.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Hawk, your roommate is not listening right now because he had to wake up early not to run. You woke up early to run.
I woke up at 6 today to go to the buggy practice, and then he woke up at 4 to go to the same thing because the mechanics have to get up earlier. Right.
Well, we're gonna talk about buggy, but I think we should play some music right now, Ryan.
Okey-dokey.
What do you think?
All
right,
fantastic.
Let's see. Let's play this next song, and then we'll go back to talking to Ryan Ryan Flammer here on the Eli Show.
Miles.
That was Endless Summer by Superchunk. Ryan, so you're from Texas, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're very proud.
I was
very
actually
proud
born
Texan.
In San Jose.
San Jose.
California.
Oh, California. You were born in California.
I was born in California.
Okay, you got a California t-shirt on today.
I am wearing a California
you're
t-shirt.
You're repping.
It costs $3.
That's a bargain.
I know, right?
my friend Robert, I don't know if he's listening right now, but if he is, shout out to Robert. And
shout out to Robert.
He texted me. He's like, where's the link? I'm like, dude, I already gave you the link. What's happening? But he has a shirt that looks just like that, worth nice. Like $70.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like a white shirt too. It's like it's a white shirt with like a logo on it. I'm exposing my friend right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure my shirt will last not as long as that shirt. Hopefully.
So I've heard. Okay, tell me if this is true. I've heard that in Texas, right, you can walk into a grocery store, and it's very likely that the majority of the people there, he's laughing. He knows where this is going. Probably have like a gun in their bag. that's what I've heard. That's being from New York. That's like the knowledge on Texas.
Really?
Yeah, that's what awesome. I've heard. That's awesome. Is that
well,
true?
It's no.
No,
not
really?
At all. No. Well, okay, maybe in West Texas.
Oh, but you're from where?
I'm from like everybody lives in like, well, okay, no one calls it like East Texas, but like Dallas, like Austin, Houston, like all of those cities, like that's where most people live in Texas.
And that's East
and
Texas.
They're in the East mostly, right? In the eastern half of the state.
So that's not true. That stereotype.
No, like literally not at all. It's honestly rare. It's like actually rare to see like someone usually with like a gun just like walking around. I forget. Like, is it open carry? If like you can see it.
I have no idea. I'm from New York.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, okay, so do you think that's, like, do you find that to be, like, an offensive stereotype? Or just because you were laughing, so is it funny?
It's funny. It's, like, yeah, I don't know, like, when my dad met my mom, and my mom was from Wisconsin, mm-hmm. like, he thought, like, everybody, like, lived on a farm.
In
like,
Wisconsin?
Yeah, and, like, had cows.
And they don't.
And no, well, wow. Okay, there are farms and there are cows, but people just live in neighborhoods. like they don't live on farms, right?
Okay.
But he thought like she lived like on a farm. So like it's the perception I think people from, I think like from either like coast have.
Right.
Of like people in like, I don't know, Texas isn't really middle America, but like just like kind of like those states like that are in the middle of America and Texas sort of, I don't know. It's funny.
But someone told me, I think it was someone on my floor this year told me that Texas is like one of the most prideful states in terms of like we're from Texas and there's a lot of pride in Texas, and yet this man walks in here wearing a shirt that says California on it. But you're representing where you're from, where you're born. I used to tell people I was born in the Bronx, which is true. I'd be like, I'm from the Bronx, you know.
Yeah.
But where was I going? I forgot what I was saying. I was saying, I think I was saying about how that thought's gone. Okay, let's just move on. When you tell people you're from Texas, like, do you feel like they have preconceived notions about you, or they make quick judgments? Like, has that ever happened?
No.
Really?
Never, honestly.
That's really good.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't, or maybe people do have preconceived notions, like, but I don't anticipate that at all. Like when I tell someone that, I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like Texas is not like sort of like everybody's like just like toting guns,
right?
You know, and stuff like that.
Right.
It's actually very diverse. And Houston is like, I think Houston is the most diverse city in like America.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's crazy.
The third most spoken language in Texas is Vietnamese, after like Spanish, obviously.
I did not know this. Yeah. These are a lot.
These are some Texas facts.
Wow.
For y'all.
Texas fact hour.
Yeah.
what is it? You don't hate California.
No, I like California.
You like? I thought you hated California.
Really?
Yeah, you went on a whole rant last year about like California.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't live there.
Okay.
Right now.
Why not?
Because it's like very expensive.
Do you live in New York? Well, New York's kind of the same.
I don't know. I definitely live in New York before like Los Angeles, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
We beat LA. That's awesome. so I want to talk about the topic that's like very interesting, because last year you were considering going back to Texas, mm-hmm. to UT Austin, and you considered transferring out of CMU. What changed your mind, I guess? And not many people know about this. This is a very sensitive topic.
Oh, yeah, true.
Is that true?
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, it's not like I'm not like touchy about it. Or anything. I don't know. It was just like, I felt it was difficult to meet people here. I still feel that way a little bit,
really?
To be honest. I mean, not as much as before, but I still feel like I think most people would agree that Carnegie Mellon is sort of like a little more like introverted, very, very academic and studious, mm-hmm. and not so much like fun, like party time school. Right.
So. Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree with that. So, you were having these doubts. How far in the transfer process did you actually get?
Like nowhere. I never like made an application. Anywhere.
No paperwork, nothing.
No.
It was just a thought.
It was more just like it was more like a vent, kind of like on a whim, like just kind of like me freaking out like in the moment and then thinking about that. But no, I never really
pursued it.
No, not really.
So, okay. How, I guess, was it like, this takes me back to like what I was saying, like what changed your mind? Like, was there something you can distinctly point to? Like that was what made me like decide to stay and not actually seriously
pursue
it. I think
because Carnegie Mellon is a very good school.
Okay.
And there's lots of opportunities here. And I definitely feel like it could be a big mistake to kind of like squander that. Like just because like in the moment I was like nervous and kind of paranoid about it because it's a very good school. And
after you kind of had like, did you have first of all, did you have a moment where you said, okay, I'm staying and I'm like, I'm going to stop thinking about like leaving?
No.
So you didn't have that moment?
No, just kind of like idea faded away. Like,
okay.
Just, like over time, basically. I don't know.
All right. Who'd you tell about it? Like that you were having these thoughts?
I told my technically like actual roommate Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like my family. Like
you told your family?
Probably. Yeah.
Mm. Is that tough to do, to like go up to them and say, hey, like I'm.
Not really. I guess I'm like fortunate to say that mm-hmm. wasn't hard for me to like tell them that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. you tell your like sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a family Zoom call.
I call my parents a lot mm-hmm. at college.
Yeah.
Because I like talking to my parents.
That keeps your spirits up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm happy though. Yeah. Happy. They're not listening to the show right now.
Yeah. Are they? Not right. No, not right now. Well, no, I don't think so.
I think you should give them a call and tell them you're on the Eli show. I think you should give them a call. Would you be open to doing that?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Now, what were you going to ask me?
Do you talk to your parents a lot while at college?
I do.
Yeah, you do actually, because I remember you called a lot actually.
I mean, I just think it's important to like stay connected with the people at home. You know, I think that first year is pretty tough transitionally. Would you characterize like your first year as like tough, or was it like
not tough as in like I just had a hard time like integrating into like a new environment? I don't really think that I did. It was more other things. That wasn't like the super hard part for me, honestly. But I was like I know some people, and I was kind of surprised where it's like they don't like, they're like not really interested at like interacting like with their family a lot, or like going back, you know, mm-hmm. At all, like during like summers and winters and breaks and stuff. And I was like, I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went back for Labor Day, actually.
I did. Yeah.
I want to ask you about that. First of all, why did you go back for Labor Day?
Because
I hear a lot of people go, I know a lot of people went back.
Yeah.
This, at least I know a lot of people who did go back, but why did you decide to go back?
Cause well, my mom was like, hey, if you want to come back during Labor Day, during like the 3-day week, weekend, she was like, we can just like get a flight. I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. And so I did.
So there was nothing deeper to that. It wasn't
not really.
Like,
no.
Okay.
Not really.
Cause I feel like some people get homesick and then they go back because they're feeling homesick and they think that like, oh, I want to go see my family. And no, I mean, I've just been through this like long orientation. Do you think that would be a good move?
To do that?
Yeah.
If you really like want to, I mean, it's like by no means like necessary to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, I'm just surprised because you went back. And so I'm speaking firsthand, someone who knows what it's like. And, you know, you can look back at it, but it sounds like you don't have any regrets about that. Like, you didn't come back and, like, just start bawling tears.
No.
Right.
No. No, I did not. Yeah.
All right. Well, Ryan, there's so many more things I want to talk to you about. SDC Buggy. Which you woke up early and you're like, you're just like half asleep right now because, no, you're good.
Okay. Thank God.
Because you went, you have to wake up pretty early to go to Buggy in general.
It's like 6 a.m. It's like not, well, for pushers, that's not a big deal. Like the mechanics it's insane. They have to get up so early, but
4 a.m.
Yeah. They have to get up at 4, like on weekends and stuff. It's crazy.
Well, you're actually on the team, and that is constantly frowned upon. SDC,
yeah, very, I guess so.
I mean, it's true. No, you don't guess so. That's true.
Right. I don't guess so. I know so. I own it.
Well, they win every year.
Yeah.
You won last year.
Well, I didn't win. Well, I was on SDC C team.
So you cracked top 10. You personally.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Did you forget that you cracked
top 10? I totally
top 10?
Forgot about that, yeah. Well, it was hilarious because so many teams got disqualified. That was like, yeah, that actually happened. It was hilarious.
Well, okay, so you forgot that you...
Well, I didn't forget.
Well, you didn't forget.
I was just like, I forgot to remember.
Having a moment.
I was having a moment, yeah.
What was that? I mean, if you can think back to when you learned that you made top 10... You know, because I think it's because the finals days got canceled, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you learn you're going to make top 10, and then you're going to go back to race on finals day.
Yeah, on the second day.
So what was that like for you when you learned that you're going to go back to race the next day?
I mean, I was excited. I was like, I thought it was hilarious that, like, that so many teams, like, got, like, disqualified themselves that we got into the top 10. Like STC, the C team was funny last year because it was mostly just me and some senior named Eric that were hanging out, and then like the other guys on the team would just like show up like every once in a while, so it was like mostly just me and Eric and we thought that was like, and we were like, okay, we want to like, you know, make a big splash, you know, on the second day, like that the finals, but you know, like nothing happened because it got rained out. So
okay, so how, I guess then leads me to another question, like how much of a part of like the SDC victory do you feel like? Do you feel like you have some ownership over the win? You know, when you see that trophy, you know, when you, there is a trophy that you've seen, I hope. You've seen the trophy?
Yeah, I saw the trophy.
Yeah, so when you see the trophy, like how much of
do you feel? I drank out of the trophy.
Oh my God. Okay, right.
Yeah.
And so, but when you do whatever you do with the trophy,
how does that
feel like this is like my win?
I don't know. I don't get super like hyper competitive about that kind of stuff. I've never been someone where it was like if like my sport team like won, I was just like super like ecstatic about it. Where it was like I take like ownership over this. I'm just kind of like I'm just like generally happy about it. But if like, you know, like if we lose, it's like not a, like a big deal to me either.
And this year you're on SDCC again.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know if I'm faster. Like, hopefully they'll put me on like a better on B or A team. That would be cool.
When does that happen?
Like March.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, you got some time. Let's play another song, Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You look disappointed.
Nice. Oh man.
Well. I'm gonna play some Stevie Wonder.
Nice.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great about that.
Here goes.
Cool.
Summer soft wakes you up with a kiss to start the morning off. In the midst of herself playing Santa Claus, she brings gifts through her breeze. Morning rain gently plays her rhythms on your window pane, giving you no clue of when she plans to change.
to bring rain or sunshine. And so you wait to see what you'll do. Is it sun or rain for you? But it breaks your heart in two. Dangers way with his breeze. Morning's now cleansed hair, a winter ball for you to throw. But just where will he never let you know? If it's snow or clear days, you'll find. And so you.
All right. Do you know that business suit, the one you wore for the important presentation? That suit changed your life. But last month, your office went casual, and the only thing that suit sees now is the back of your closet. Well, don't worry. That suit can still change somebody's life. Just donate it to Goodwill. Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people right in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff, create jobs. Goodwill. A message from Goodwill and WRCT. You just heard Summer Soft from Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder. And we're still here with Ryan. Ryan didn't leave yet.
I have not left yet. I'm still here.
So, Ryan, you have a really good relationship with your sister.
Yes.
Would you characterize it that way?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
We're friends.
You're friends.
You know.
Okay, well, how did that happen? How did that happen?
Well,
some people have terrible relationships with their siblings.
Well, when I grew up, I happened to not be a jerk to her. And then everything went well. So, because I think usually what happens is the older sibling kind of causes that rift. Mm-hmm. I would characterize it like that.
Was it always like that way? That like you like was it always a positive thing, or was there ever like periods of struggle?
No, not really. It was always pretty positive.
That's good.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I really love my sister. She's like,
aww,
yeah,
that's so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right. I don't know why that question. So I don't know why that question was before this question. You just entered the dating market.
Yes.
I should not. That's probably a mistake on my part to like list it this way.
This is really interesting. These questions are crazy, bro. It's awesome.
So you just entered the dating market, right? Uh-huh. Ryan Flammer is back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm back. Guys,
Pittsburgh,
guys,
watch
I'm back
out.
On the market.
Okay. Watch out, Pittsburgh. okay, so I just thought, you went on a date. Wait, you went on a date Friday night.
I did.
How do we not talk about this yet? It's 12:56, and we still haven't talked about this.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that go?
It went pretty well, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh.
But say more.
You want me to say more?
I want you to say more.
You know, we got some boba tea.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Where'd you go? Fuku tea?
We went to Saucha, actually.
Oh, that's cool. Saucha, really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we nice. Just we went to Squirrel Hill, and we walked around for a little bit.
Yeah.
And we walked around like Carnegie Mellon, and then I showed her.
Actually, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this right now. Because you should have gone. You know where you should have gone?
Where should I have gone?
Rita's
Elijah?
Italian Ice, which joins you in supporting WRCT. Even though summer is ending, Rita still offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And Ryan, you should have gone to Rita's.
We should have gone to Rita's. But that was my fault.
But so if anyone wants to call in and we can set this up, Ryan, you will, you know, date you. You will date,
I will date you. I will take you to Rita's. I will take you to Subway. You know.
Yeah, I think that would be really awesome. why haven't you been like dating?
I don't know. I just
because you didn't want to.
I downloaded Bumble because that's funny. People are walking in now.
But, people are walking in
because
we're getting distracted.
There's this movie that came out called Barbarian that I wanted to see and it's a horror movie and it has really good reviews and so you
wanted to find someone to see the movie with.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll ask Elijah. He's the host of The Elijah Show, by the way.
Yes.
And then he was like, well, I'm not a huge fan of horror movies. I'm like, okay, fair
sure.
enough. So yeah, that's very true. And then I was like, okay, you know, my roommate might be busy. I don't know. And then so I was like, I don't know who to go with. And it was like, okay, I'll find a date. And what's the funny thing is like we didn't even see the movie because the only place showing the movie is like an AMC theater that's like half an hour away, like on bus. Yeah, the Waterfront.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, we're not even going to like end up seeing the movie. So I still want to see it. I don't know with who though.
Someone call in, please.
Yeah, someone please come see this movie with me. it's really good. Or it's supposed to be. I don't know.
They're going to have a sequel coming out by the time you see you like find someone, Ryan. To see with. But so you didn't date because you didn't have a movie to see.
Yeah.
What?
No, not necessarily. Why didn't I date?
Yeah, like were you not ready or was it just
I don't know. I wasn't really interested in using a dating app because I just don't really like doing that. I don't know. But then, you know, I just like happened to not meet anyone, you know.
My question. Why now?
Yeah,
why now?
Oh, because of the movie.
Because
I wanted to go see the movie.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
That's really
it's
crazy.
It's kind of funny. But...
Okay. So do you think there'll be a second date?
I hope so.
It
was kind of hard to get a read on her.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. It was hard to tell. I'm not sure. So
Do
you have high hopes?
I have high hopes for you, honestly.
Thank you.
Okay. So you're dating. All right. Has your sister ever dated?
No.
Not that you know of.
Not that I know of. Well, actually, yes, that I not know of, if that makes sense.
I was born to fly and spread the
WRCT Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm.